All right. The house is alive tonight. You can hear everybody getting ready for the boys' championship game. It's going to be the Brashear Tigers taking on the Knox County Eagles. Starting for Knox County is senior Caleb Schubert, junior Zach Parrish, junior Daniel McMahon, junior Ethan Husted, and sophomore Dennis Dint. And for the Tigers, it's freshman Matt Thomas, sophomore Ryan Ferdig, sophomore Kylie Watson, junior Kale Watson, and junior Jacob Shipman. The official runs out to half court, ready to toss the ball as Dennis Dint's going to jump off for Knox County. The Tigers are still in their huddle. They break huddle, and it's going to be Kale Watson to jump off for the Tigers. The official points. He blows his whistle. He gets set, bounces the ball, tosses it, and we're underway. Brashear maintains possession. Matt Thomas takes it across the timeline to the left side. Up top the key for Kale Watson. Kale Watson dribbles around the left side. Now throws right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig puts it on the floor, almost falls down. Gives it off to Thomas. Thomas, red flocks flowing, dribbles to the left side, throws over to Kale Watson. Inside now to Jacob Shipman, almost loses it under the backboard, can't do anything. Finds Ryan Ferdig on the right side, gets it to Thomas, dribbles into the free throw line. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Dint. Dint clears to Parrish on the left side, gets it down into Husted. Husted turns back out to Schubert. Schubert to Parrish to set up the offense. Into Husted on the right side, throws over to Dint. Dint on the left wing. Into McMahon. McMahon up, shot no good. Knocked out of bounds. Oh no, recovered by McMahon, who clears it up to the top of the key. Shot just inside the arc, falls home, and Knox County leads it 2-0. Kale Watson up ahead to Matt Thomas for Brashear. Takes it coast to coast off the glass, is no good. Rebounded by Ferdig. Shot up, no good. And on the second rebound by Ferdig, he was fouled by Dint. And that's something the Tigers are going to have in order to come ahead here. If they can get Dint in foul trouble, it's going to be very helpful. Watson throws out to Watson, Kale Watson this time with the miss. And it's rebounded by Parrish up the left side. Parrish over to McMahon on the right side. Goes around a screen from Parrish. Now to Schubert. Schubert, quick pass is knocked out of bounds. And recovered by the Tigers. Tigers bring it up the center of the court. He goes right wing to Ferdig. Ferdig now to Kylie Watson into the lane. Pulls up from 8 feet. Shot rims around and falls out. Rebounded by Schubert to Parrish. 6 minutes in the first quarter. Knox County leads it 2-0. Parrish left wing for Schubert. Schubert. Ball fake. Now it goes to Husted on the right wing. Husted holds with two hands. Gets it into Dint. Dint on the right block. Turns. Fires up. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Kylie Watson. It'll remain with Knox County. Ball goes into Dent, now to Schubert. Schubert passes to McMahon, almost loses it, is fouled by Kale Watson. Dent inside to McMahon. McMahon on the right side. He goes in. Yes! Splashes one home. 4-0. 5:35 left in the first quarter. Tigers working up the right side all the way to Kylie Watson. Now wide open as Ryan Ferdig misses a 2-foot shot. And it's going to be a jump ball between Jacob Shipman and Dennis Dint. It'll go Knox County way. Tigers pull out a full court press now. Ball entered into Parrish. Parrish to the right side, rounds the back dribble, tries to go left on Matt Thomas. And he held it for 5 seconds. It goes back to Brashear. Kylie Watson into Kale Watson. Watson to Thomas, left wing for Shipman for three. Ooh, off the front iron, no good. Rebound by Matt Thomas. Thomas, shot blocked by Dent. Recovered by Dent. Dent hands it to Husted. Now to Parrish. Parrish over to McMahon on the left side. Dribbles left baseline. Passes off to Husted. Husted up was fouled by Ferdig, I believe. No, they're going to say it was on Shipman. That'll be his first, team second. Knox County has one. And they had the lead, 4-0 with 4:50 left in the first quarter. First shot by Husted, rims out. Second shot by Husted, falls out as well, rebounded by Watson. And they're going to get a push by Dent, I believe. That's Dent's second foul. And they send in Osmus to replace Dent. They don't want him in a lot of foul trouble. Watson goes into Watson. Cale Watson has it. Goes up ahead to Kyrie Watson. Now to Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas finds Ryan Ferdig. Yes! 2-4. Tigers only down by 2 now with 4:40 left in the first quarter. Parrish across the timeline on the right side. Ball fake goes left. Now finds McMahon in the right corner. McMahon dribbles back out to the top of the key, trying to get around Cale Watson. Can't do it. Flips out to Parrish on the left side. Parrish throws into Husted. Husted dribbles on the floor. Down in the left block. Yes. 6-2. Tigers trail with 4:10 left in the first quarter. Ryan Ferdig up ahead to Jacob Shipman on the left wing. Shipman goes around Husted. Finds Matt Thomas on the right side, and Thomas was fouled on the floor by Osmus, I believe. Yes, that's Osmus first, team third. And Shipman will take it out of bounds. Shipman throws into Watson deep. Quick pass into Thomas. Thomas on the right block misses the shot, but he was fouled. That foul is on Osmus as well. That'll be his second. Now Schultz is going to come into the game for Knox County. Thomas splashes the free throw home. It's 3-6 in favor of Knox County. Second shot by Thomas. Equally as good. Goes home. It's 4-6. Just under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Tigers trail by two. Parrish on the right side. Dribbles towards the middle of the court. Now finds Osmus. Osmus over to Husted. Now into the right elbow for Schultz. Back over to the left elbow for McMahon. McMahon pulls up, fires off the rim, off the backboard. Rebounded by Watson to Matt Thomas. Thomas across the timeline over to Shipman on the left wing. Shipman to Kyle Watson. Now right wing for Thomas. Thomas ball fake into the right corner for Ferdig for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebounded there by Schultz. Schultz to Parrish with 3:15 left in the first quarter. Up ahead to Husted. Stops, pops, misses. Rebounded by Kyle Watson, who checks it off to his brother Cale on the right side. Cale finds Matt Thomas between the circles. And his pass intended for Cale Watson is picked off by McMahon all the way. Coast to coast, left-handed layup is botched. Rebounded by Ferdig up the left side to Jacob Shipman, wide open. Kyle Watson and Shipman didn't see him. He pulled up and took the shot himself, missed it. Rebounded by Schultz, up ahead to Parrish now. Parrish, 1-on-4. He'd be wise to pull it out, and does, with 2:45 left in the first quarter. McMahon back to Parrish on the right wing. Parrish to Osmus, now back to Parrish on the right side. Throws to McMahon between the circles. McMahon dribbles around a screen by Husted. And throws now into Husted on the left block. Husted working against Shipman. Gets the foul. They don't call it. Oh, that was an obvious foul on Shipman. Shipman got away with one. Rebound was Kylie Watson, gives to Matt Thomas. Thomas, left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig into Cale Watson. Watson working against Osmus, and he's fouled. No. Well, he was hooking Osmus on the play. Shane Klaus comes in to relieve Husted. 2:07 left in the first quarter. Tigers trail 4-6. Parrish in on the left side. Dribbles up across the timeline. Throws off to Osmus. Osmus working against Kylie Watson at the top of the key. Goes into Klaus. Klaus, terrible shot, but he was fouled by Shipman. And that'll be Shipman's second, I believe. It's his second, team fourth. Both Knox County and Brashear have 14 fouls. Klaus bends from the knees. Fire scores 7-4. Safe shot by Klaus is off the back iron. Rebounded by Ryan Ferg. Almost lost it to Auspice. It keeps control of it down the left side. Now right wing to Jacob Shipman. Back out to Cale Watson on the right side. Now to Matt Thomas to reset the offense between the circles. He goes into the corner for Jacob Shipman. Back to Kylie Watson. Watson wanted to go back to Shipman. That goes left side for Cale Watson. Baseline. Cale Watson has to throw it back out to Fertig. Fertig drives into the lane, and he is fouled or the charge. They're going to go with the defensive foul on Shane Klaus. His first, team fifth. 1:21 left in the first quarter. Knox County leads 7-4. Ferdig twirls the ball, fires. Yeah. Oh, gosh, it looked like it was going to go down and then fell out. Treasure comes in for Shipman. And it'll be Ferdig with a second opportunity. Shut up. Out as well. Rebounded there by Osmus, who clears to Parrish. Ferdig missed both free throws. That hurts. Parrish left wing for Osmus, working against Kylie Watson. Osmus goes right wing to Schultz. 1:04 left in the first quarter. Into the right corner for Parrish. Now to Klaus, back out to Parrish for three. Air balls it. And it'll go to the Tigers with 57 seconds left. Kylie Watson inbounds to Matt Thomas, who takes it across the timeline with 52. Ball straight into Kylie Watson. Turns, fires, misses. Rebounded there by Ferdig. Ferdig passes to Matt Thomas. And he can't come up with it, but Osmus does. Osmus gives to McMahon on the right side. McMahon trying to get around Cale Watson. Pulls up from 8 feet off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Cale Watson. Watson has it with 30 seconds in the backcourt. He gets it across the timeline. Now goes right wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas holds it between the circles with 22 seconds left in the first. Now back to Cale Watson on the right side. Going to pull up for three. Airballed it. 16 seconds left in the first quarter. And it's going to Brashear. Oh, my. Oh, I agree with Knox County's coach. It was not touched by Knox County. It goes back to Brashear. Very lucky break for the Tigers. And now Schultz knocks it out of bounds. And the Tigers are inbound it once again, this time from the sideline. 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers trail 7-4. This one's inbounded to Matt Thomas between the circles with 10. Now to Cale Watson on the left side. Watson holds with 8. Watson to Treasure with 5. Treasure holds it into the corner. Ryan Ferdig shot is up at the buzzer, and it's no good. The Tigers are going to go into the second quarter trailing 4-7. And then it's going to come back in for Knox County to start the second quarter. He's a big difference maker for Knox County. A lot of the offense is run through him, and he has a bunch of good power moves to put it up. The Tigers haven't had much luck on the offensive side. They've had a lot of good shots and open shots that just can't get them to fall, and if their luck will turn, why, maybe so will the score. But right now, Tigers trail it 4-7 going into the second quarter. It'll be Brashear ball to start the second quarter. K. Kylie Watson inbounds to Kale Watson. Throws in to Kylie Watson. Back out to Matt Thomas. Air balls a shot. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz gets it out to Parrish. Parrish on the right side. Up ahead to Dennis Dent with a great sideline catch to keep his feet in bounds. He looked like a wide receiver. And now he throws it in to Schultz. And Schultz travels, so it'll go back to Bashir. 7:41 left in the second quarter. Tigers have the ball. Kale Watson left wing for Ryan Fertig. Dribbles into the lane. Floater in. Yes, that was a great-looking shot by Ryan Fertig. 6-7. Tigers only trail by one now with 7:28 left in the second quarter. Zach Parrish on the left side. Throws over to Shane Klaus on the right wing. Klaus pestered by Trey Treasure. Throws off to Dent now. Dent now left side for Parrish. Parrish dribbles in the lane, kicks it out to Schultz on the left side. Schultz now right wing for Parrish as he goes on. Matt Thomas is fouled. Thomas pushes him. 7:02 left, second quarter. Knox County leads it 7-6. Dent throws into Schultz, back into Dent on the right side. Powering up. He's fouled there by either Fertig or Treasure. Foul was on Fertig, and that will be his first, team sixth. Shot up from Dent is good. 8-6. Just under 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Second shot up from Dent is no good. Rebounded by Fertig. Fertig down the left side to Matt Thomas. Thomas over to Kale Watson on the left wing. Watson holds between the circles. Now back over to Matt Thomas on the left side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Throws back out to Ryan Fertig on the right wing. Fertig spins around. Throws up a shot. Rebounded by Treasure. Treasure collects, puts it in, and ties the ball game at 8 with 6:30 left in the second quarter. Parrish dribbles on the left side, tries to go all the way into the basket, cut off by Treasure, throws back out to Schultz. Schultz hands off to Parrish and tosses to McMahon, top key to reset offense. McMahon dribbles in, tries to get into Klaus, and it's poked out of bounds by Treasure. Shipman re-enters the game for Ryan Fertig. Klaus slaps the ball, throws in to Dent. Dent back to Klaus on the right. Block. Klaus's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Shipman. Up ahead to Thomas. Thomas content to pull up and reset a half-court offense. Kale Watson finds Thomas running the baseline, and Thomas can't get the reverse layup to go. Rebounded by Schultz. Passed off to Parrish now up in the left corner for Dent. Back to Schultz inside. Yes. 10-8. 5:45 left second quarter. Knox County leads it by 2. Thomas across the timeline, left wing for Kale Watson, into Kylie Watson, out to Jacob Shipman, now back to Kale Watson. Watson right wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas ball fake, passes to Shipman, now left wing for Kale Watson, inside to Kylie Watson. Off the left block, shot hangs on the rim for about a minute, and then falls out to Dennis Dent. And the foul was on Trey Treasure as he pushed Dent. Dent will shoot 1-1. Tigers have 7 fouls. Knox County has 5 team fouls. Dent shot up, no good. Rebounded there by, well, Treasure had to go right through his legs. And picked up by Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas goes left wing for Kale Watson. Watson dribbles into the lane, pulls up, fires, no good. Rebounded by Dennis Dent. Dent out to Parrish along the right side. Parrish pulls up, tosses into Schultz. Schultz hanging shot, falls. 12-8, just under 5 minutes to play, second quarter. Thomas left wing for Shipman. Shipman dribbles into the lane. Oh, he's fouled by Klaus. I believe that crosses second foul. That is the second foul on Klaus, 16th foul on Knox County. Next time, she will shoot a 1-1. Ball is inbounded to Shipman. He tries to go back to Kale Watson, coming out of bounds. And Daniel McMahon jumps up and knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Matt Thomas comes in to relieve Shipman. Ball pass from Kale Watson into Matt Thomas. Back to Kale Watson, now to Thomas again. Almost loses it out of bounds, recovers. Goes into the lane, can't find anybody. Finally throws off to Ryan Ferdig, who throws up a floater, no good. Rebounded by Kyle Watson, spinning move, shot no good. Picked up by Kale Watson, and he dribbles out to set up a new offense. Left wing for Ferdig. Ferdig, as Knox County runs a 2-3 zone. They get it in to Kale Watson. Watson's shot is a little strong. It falls out, rebounded there by McMahon. McMahon up the left side. He pulls up just before the three-point arc. Inside the den, it's poked away by Watson, and they're going to get Watson with a push. I don't know about that call. I believe that's Watson's first foul. It is, and it'll put Den at the line for a 1-1. 4:02 left in the second quarter. Knox County leads it 12-8. Shot up by Den's good, 13-8. Second shot by Den up, and no good. Rebounded by Ferdig. Ferdig has it stripped by Den. Den to McMahon. McMahon on the right side turns, fires, no good. Rebounded by Klaus. Picked off by Thomas, and it'll be a jump ball. Ball thrown from Den inside to Klaus. Klaus turns. Shot falls out, rebounded there by Ferdig. Ferdig along the right side finds Thomas. Thomas left wing to Kale Watson. Watson triple threat position, now throws over to Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson inside to Kale Watson. Watson on the baseline, throws it off a shoe of Shane Klaus, I believe. It'll stay with the Tigers with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left in the second quarter. It's 8-13, Tigers trail by 5. Kale Watson looking in now, can't find anybody. Finally throws deep to Ryan Ferdig, and it was too deep. Kale Watson over through Ferdig, and it went straight out of bounds. It'll go back to Knox County. Unforced errors by the Tigers. They're costly. Ball inbounded in there. Zach Parrish. Parrish guarded closely by Matt Thomas. They throw over to Shane Klaus, now inside to Den. Den up the left side. Oh, high shot off the glass. Falls, 15-8. Knox County leads it. 3:15 left in the second quarter. Ball thrown into Kyle Watson, and he throws it out of bounds off of Daniel McMahon. Ryan Ferdig set to inbound for the Tigers. He throws into Kale Watson into Shipman. Shipman turning shot is no good. Rebounded by Klaus over to Schultz. Schultz on the right side with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. He tosses up to Parrish. Parrish takes it across the timeline now to Schultz into Den on the right elbow. Den shot is nothing but net. 2:50 left in the second quarter. Tigers trail 17-8. Ryan Ferdig along the right side has it stolen by Daniel McMahon all the way up the right side. Finds Dennis Dent. Dent inside. Oh, and he's fouled by Matt Thomas. Dent is fired up. He's ready to shoot some free throws. That's the 19th foul on Brashear. Next time, it'll be automatic 2 shots for the Eagles. And Brashear called a timeout. They want to discuss things. 17-8, Tigers trail by 9 with 2:38 left in the second quarter, awaiting a Dent 1-1 free throw opportunity. Dent set to shoot a 1-1. 1-2 dribble, spins the ball, tosses. Yes. 18-8. Tigers down by 10. Second shot by Did up and falls home. 19-8. Tigers down by 11. They throw up ahead to Kyle Watson. Flips to Jacob Shipman. And Shipman outside the arc finds Kyle Watson to Matt Thomas with 2:25 left in the second quarter. Thomas to kill Watson now, right wing for Ryan Purdig inside to Jacob Shipman. Shipman off the right block. Oh, shot no good, but he's fouled. And that could be on Dent. Yes, that's on Dent. I believe it's his third, and that's going to help the Tigers. Dent's going to have to come out of the game, I think. Yep. Here comes Husted to replace him. Shot up by Shipman's good. 19-9. As Husted goes in to replace Dent. Shipman shot up good. 19-10. Osmus into Parrish. Parrish across the timeline. Almost stolen by Watson on his pass to McMahon into the left corner. McMahon back right wing for Schultz into the right corner for Parrish. Parrish to Schultz. Now top key between the circles. Right wing for McMahon. McMahon ball fake into the lane. Fires up a shot. It's no good. And he was fouled, although it looked like it could have been a charge on him as Matt Thomas might have been set. They call it instead on Thomas. It'll be his third foul, team 10th, and it'll be two free throws automatically for McMahon. Up, no good. Trey Treasure comes in for Thomas. Second shot up by McMahon. Good. 20-10. Cale Watson had Trey Treasure wide open on the other end, but he didn't see him. Up ahead to Shipman. Great catch. Now to Ryan Ferdig across the timeline. 1:40 left in the second quarter. Jacob Shipman spinning around in the right corner. Throws out to Cale Watson. Nice catch by him to keep it from going over and back. Left wing now to Treasure. Treasure looks inside. Finds Kylie Watson. And Kylie's fouled by either Schultz or Husted. And they're going to get Schultz with a hack. That's a 18 foul, so it'll be 1-1 for Kyle Watson. 1:27 remaining in the half. Tigers trail 20-10. Shut up and good for Kyle Watson. Second shot up, and it bounces out, rebounded there by Cale Watson. Cale Watson gets it to go, and the foul. 13-20, and Watson will have a free throw. That foul is going to go against Osmus. Klaus comes in for Osmus. That's his third foul, the 19th foul. On Knox County, next time the Tigers will shoot two automatically. Watson's free throw is up and out. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz up ahead to McMahon with 1:20 left in the second quarter. Parrish, left wing for Husted. It's knocked away and picked up by Klaus, though. All right wing for Parrish. Parrish thought about the pass into Klaus. Instead goes in, blocked by Treasure. Treasure just absolutely rejected Parrish's shot, and recovered by Kylie Watson all the way up to Treasure on the left block. Turns, throws one off the glass, no good. Watson with the board. Yes! 50 seconds left in the first half, and the Tigers have closed the gap to 5. Zach Parrish, top the key, goes to the right side now. Works with 36 seconds left. He stalls at the top of the circle. And now throws to Schultz. Schultz almost loses it. Back to Parrish. Parrish with 20 seconds now. Left wing for McMahon. McMahon with 15. McMahon throws over to Husted. Now works it around the right wing to Parrish. Now to Schultz with 8. Schultz back to Parrish with 6. Into Klaus. Klaus shot. Good. 22. Tigers are going to have 1 second. Half court heave by Furtick. No good. And so the Tigers are going to go into halftime, trailing 15-22. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the second half. It's going to be Brashear ball to start things off here in the second half. Tigers trail 22-15. And Hazen starts the second half with the ball, fires it into Shipman. Shipman gets a roll and gets it to go home from about a 6-foot shot up in the lane. 22-17 now with 7:45 left in the second quarter. Parrish takes it around the left side, throws out to Schultz. Schultz on the left wing, dribbles in all the way through the lane, up, off the glass and good. 24-17. Right wing from Furtick into Shipman. Shipman throws that to Kale Watson. Now left wing for Hazen on the shot. No good. Rebounded by Dent. Dent throws out to Parrish on the right side. On up to Schultz in the right corner. Schultz gets it inside to Klaus. He gets one off the backboard and good. 7 minutes left now, third quarter. 26-17. Knox County by 9. Shipman thought about the shot there on the left elbow. Decided better of it and pulls it down. Gives it right wing for Hazen. Now into the right corner for Watson. Into Shipman on the right elbow. Throws over to Furtick just inside the left 3-point line. And his shot's short. Rebounded by Schultz up on the head to McMahon. His shot falls from 6 feet. And Tigers take a timeout with 6:29 left in the third quarter. They trail 28-17. They came out flat. Knox County came out on top. They're on fire, I guess, and they are on top by 11. The first play for the Tigers worked really well. They got it inside to Jacob Shipman, got him a little space, and he was able to convert. Next few trips weren't as impressive. And we'll see how they do now. Watson will throw it into Hazen. He does, and we're going again. Hazen across the timeline throws into Jacob Shipman now right wing for Furtick. Furtick spins, misses the shot, rebounded by Cale Watson. He'll pull it out and reset. Right wing for Hazen now. Hazen throws it into Shipman. Shipman travels. They don't call it. He misses the shot, rebounded there by... It's still loose and picked up finally by Dent. Dent up ahead to Schultz to Parrish. Parrish flips out to McMahon for 3. Yeah, it rolls out, rebounded by Ryan Furtick. Furtick passes to Hazen. Hazen now to Watson, to Shipman. Shipman, the bank shot, goes home. 28-19, 5:45 left in the third. Picked up by Parrish as Hazen pokes it away. Now left wing for Dent. Dent throws to Klaus. Klaus to Schultz. His shot falls out, rebounded by Hazen. Hazen across the timeline, right wing for Furtick, dribbles into the lane. Shot no good, rebounded by Schultz. Schultz up ahead to the left side for McMahon, dribbles into the lane. Reverse layup falls out, rebounded by Shipman. Now, Cale Watson dribbles into the lane. Gets a little floater to go. 21-28. Tigers trail by 7 with 4:45 left in the third quarter. Parrish, some fancy dribbling around the back. Tries to get a McMahon, does. McMahon takes it into the heart of the lane. Throws one up off the backboard. The ball's home. 30-21. Extends the lead back to 9. Jacob Shipman dribbles into the lane just a bit. Now throws over to Kale Watson, and he's fouled, I guess. Yes, fouled by Schultz. Kale Watson up ahead to Zach Parrish. Parrish, nobody even close to him. Layup, yes. 32-21. Tigers trail by 11. Justin Hazen to Jacob Shipman at the free throw line. Turn, fires, good. 23-32. Tigers down by 9 with 4:05 left third quarter. Ball is kicked. It's going to stay with Knox County. Matt Thomas checks in for Ryan Fertig. And Schultz inbounds to McMahon. McMahon throws to Parrish. Tigers running a man defense. Parrish over to Osmus. Osmus into Dent, and Dent's fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. First team foul on Brashear this half, and it's the fourth on Thomas as soon as it gets in. Shot up by Dent is no good. Fertig immediately comes back in for Thomas. Dent dribbles. Sets, fires. Oh, and it bounces out for him. Rebounded by Kylie Watson, and it'll go the Tiger way. Ryan Fertig dribbles in, misses it. And they're going to get Kylie Watson over the back on the rebound on Schultz. Schultz had position, and Kylie Watson just tried to come in and manhandle him. He couldn't do it. Caleb Schubert's checked into the game, set to throw in, and he calls a timeout to prevent the five-second call. Knox County leads it 32-23. With 3:47 left in the third quarter. Osmus trying to get it in, throws into Parrish. Parrish scorching down the court, finds McMahon on the right block, yes. 34-23, 3:35 left in the third quarter. Hazen has it for the Tigers. Hazen left wing with Kale Watson. Watson ball fake, almost traveled. Now they get into the corner for Kylie Watson, and he was pushed by Schubert. First foul on Schubert. Ball entered into Shipman, stripped and recovered by Kylie Watson. Great job before it goes out of bounds to get it. Kale Watson fires up a three. It's an air ball rebounded by Osmus. Osmus to Parrish with 3:15 left in the third. Ball thrown to Osmus on the right wing. And the ball is kicked by Jacob Shipman, although I didn't see anybody's foot even remotely close to the ball. Shipman that confused when he saw it as well. Ball is entered into McMahon now with 3:05. McMahon takes it all the way in. From 6 feet, pulls up, fires it in, 36-23. 3 minutes exactly remaining in the third quarter. And there's going to be a hold on Dent. No, it's not going to be on Dent. I thought it was going to be on Dent, so did the crowd. It was on McMahon. Schultz comes in for McMahon. That was the first foul on McMahon and the third team foul on Knox County. 2:54 remaining third quarter. Kylie Watson looking to get it in. Almost got called for 5 seconds, but finally got it into Hazen. It's going to be over in the back call on Tigers. So it'll go to Knox County with 2:50 left in the third quarter. They lead it 36-23. Schultz looking to throw it in, gets it into Dent. Dent back to Schultz in the right corner. He's trapped. Now the Tigers kind of lay off, and Schultz is able to take it into the lane, pull up from the free throw line. Yes! 38-23. Hazen has it for the Tigers, right wing to Ferdig. Ferdig back to Kale Watson. Kale Watson over to Ferdig into the lane. Floater, no good. Picked up by Zach Parrish. Parrish with 2:15 left in the third quarter. Takes it across the timeline. Goes right wing for Schubert. Schubert looking inside. Gets it to Osmus. Osmus not a Dent. Dent on the right block. Yes. 40-23. And Knox County is starting to run away with it. Houston getting ready to check in for Knox County. Hazen pressured by Schubert. They throw in that third egg over to Kale Watson. Back top key for Hazen. Hazen fakes right, goes over to Kale Watson on the left side, off the front of the rim, falls out, rebounded by Schultz, up ahead to Parrish, Parrish up ahead to Dent. Dent, layup, yes. 42-23, and the Tigers take a timeout and are starting to become a little embarrassed. 1:33 left in the third quarter. Knox County fans are standing and hollering. Their team's fired up and has all the momentum right now. The Tigers haven't been able to get back on defense the past couple of trips. Ball thrown in from Watson to Justin Hazen. Hazen with 1:30 on the clock in the third quarter. Goes right to Ferdig. Ferdig back to Shipman in the left wing for Hazen. Hazen back to Jacob Shipman. Shipman ball fake right. Can't find anybody, so goes left to Hazen. Fires up a three. And splashes it home. That'll put the Tigers at 26, Knox County at 42 with 1:05 left in the third quarter. McMahon in the quarter tries to throw it over to Husted and tosses it out of bounds. It'll go back to the Tigers. 1 minute and 1 second left now in the third quarter as Hazen brings it across half court. He finds Ryan Ferdig over to Kale Watson. Watson's shot's no good, but he was fouled by Husted. Yes. Treasure set to come in for the Tigers. Watson's shot is up and rims out. This one's up and is good. 42-27. Ball thrown into Schultz with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Schultz across the timeline finds McMahon, now to Osmus. Osmus drives to the baseline. Yes! The shot was good and he was fouled by Trey Treasure. That'll send him to the line for an attempted free throw. Thirty-nine seconds remaining in the third quarter. Knox County leads 44-27 on the missed free throw by Osmus. Kale Watson up the right side, guarded by Schubert. Watson has it stolen. His pass was picked off by Schultz. Schultz all the way, right-handed layup, falls home. 46-27. Tigers by 19 are trailing. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Hazen trying to get around. Schubert goes right wing for Ferdig into the right corner for Watson. Watson, ball fake. Throws over to Ferdig. Ferdig, one of the three, now goes into the right baseline, and he is fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. That'll be the fifth foul on Knox County. And it was on Husted. Seven seconds left in the third quarter. This one's up and no good. Second one's up and falls home. 28-46. They get it into McMahon. McMahon all the way up the right side. Pauses. Right-handed layup good. Tigers fell asleep on the defensive side. McMahon took it coast to coast. Wasn't even slowed down. Put it in for 2 points and put the Knox County Eagles up by 20. Going into the fourth quarter, it's 48-28. Knox County has the ball to start the fourth quarter. They inbound it to McMahon, and it's poked away by Cale Watson. He goes coast-to-coast, blocked by Dent, but that'll be a foul, and I believe it is his fourth. The coach argued briefly, but it was a foul. Watson misses the free throw. Second shot by Watson is up and no good either. And he violated the free throw line anyway. Osmus having trouble finally finds Schultz running to the ball. Back to Osmus, now to Schultz again. Schultz up the left side. Finds McMahon on the right side. Ball fake. Tries to get around. Cale Watson can't do it. Picks it up now and throws over to Parrish. The Knox County coach calls a timeout with 7:34 left in the fourth quarter. They lead it 48-28. It'll be Knox County ball out from right in front of me. Osmus throws in to Schultz on the left wing. Schultz trying to get inside to Dent. Does. Dent turns, fires. Shot is no good, but Shipman with the foul. And that'll be Shipman's third or fourth. His third foul. Fourth team foul. 7:27 left in the fourth quarter. Dent set to shoot a pair of free throws as he hits the first. 49-28. Knox County leads it. Second shot by Dent is up and good as well. 50-28. Hazen right down the heart of the court finds Fertig on the left side. Fertig into Shipman in the corner. Thought about the three. Now pulls it back out. Skip pass over to Justin Hazen on the right wing. Hazen ball fake. Now puts it on the floor, gives it to Cale Watson, left wing for Shipman. He's going to pull up for three. Yeah! Shipman gets it to go. 50-31. Tigers only down by 19 now. 6:55 left in the fourth quarter, and the ball is thrown over to Osmus. Osmus into McMahon. McMahon layup. Tigers, again, falling asleep on the defensive side. 52-31. 6:40 left in the fourth quarter. Hazen, left wing for Fertig. Fertig takes it into the heart of the lane. No good. It falls out as floater. 6:30 now, 52-31, and Knox County has the ball. All right wing for McMahon over to Osmus. Osmus inside the Dent. Dent power move. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Schultz. Schultz is fouled. They don't call it. Picked up now by Treasure. Treasure with 6:10 left in the fourth. Hands off to Justin Hazen, who takes it across the timeline, gets a left wing for Cale Watson, who launches a three off the front iron, no good, rebounded by, attempted rebound by Treasure. He was fouled in the process by Osmus, and I believe that's Osmus' third foul. We'll see here. It's his fourth foul. 17th foul, and it'll be a 1-1 now for Trey Treasure. Matt Thomas checks in for Ryan Fertig. Treasure up, misses it, rebound by Dent. Dent clears to Parrish on the right side, and we're under 6 minutes. Left wing for Dent, throws it over to Osmus, coming through the lane. Now finds Schultz on the left side. Three rims around and falls out, rebound to Treasure. Treasure to the flowing locks of red down the right side. Thomas's shot is good. Quick inbound to McMahon. Botches the layup. Brashear had nobody at home, and McMahon just simply missed the layup as the Tigers were completely unprepared. And Parrish reaches in and fouls Shipman on the inbound pass, which was stupid. And so that'll send Shipman to the line for a 1-1. Parrish had no reason to even touch Shipman with a 19-point lead, and he's letting him score with no points running off the clock. Shipman's a free throw machine as he buries the first one. Second one falls as well. 52-35. Right wing for Parrish, and he's pushed. Pushed by Hazen or Thomas. I got Hazen. 15 foul on Brashear. 5:31 left in the fourth quarter. Osmus into Schultz. Schultz to McMahon. And it's poked and stripped away by Thomas. Thomas up ahead to Cale Watson, and Watson, with hands of stone on that play, hits his hands and goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Knox County. Out ahead to Schultz. Schultz looks right wing for McMahon, and he travels. Kylie Watson inbound now to Hazen. Does so. Hazen takes it across the timeline. Fakes left, goes right to Cale Watson. Watson tries to get in to Kylie Watson. It's picked off by McMahon. McMahon goes inside to Osmus. Osmus' shot is short, rebounded by Schultz. And they're going to get a push on Brashear. Foul was on Jacob Shipman. Is that his fourth? No, just his third. I thought that maybe was his fourth foul. At 16,000. Next time it'll be 1-1 for Knox County. Right side for McMahon. Spin move. Throws back out to Parrish. Parrish has it poked away and stolen by Cale Watson. Watson misses a layup. Rebounded by Hazen. Hazen gets it to go. Out to Osmus. Osmus back to Schultz with 4:35 left in the fourth quarter. Schultz takes it across the half-court mark and pulls up behind the line. Now fires to Parrish. Parrish to Dent. Dent gives it to Osmus, and he's fouled by Matt Thomas, and that's his fifth. Thomas will go sit down. And Furtig comes in. Schubert's going to come in for Knox County, and Parrish will go sit down. Osmus misses the free throw, and he gets his own rebound, puts it up for a layup. Oh, he traveled. Tigers again doing the lackadaisical job of rebounding. 4:10 left in the fourth quarter. Hazen has it on the left wing. Goes right wing for Cale Watson for three. Yes! 40-52, and all of a sudden the Tigers are only down by 12. 4 minutes exactly left, and Ryan Furtig fouls Corey Schultz. That'll send Schultz to the line for a 1-1. Shot's good. 53-40. And the second one's good as well. 54-40. 3:55 left in the fourth quarter. Hazen with it on the right wing. Almost poked away and stolen by Schubert. Left wing now for Cale Watson, a three. Rims out. Rebounded there by Osmus. Osmus to Schubert. Uh-oh, Schubert almost lost it and calls timeout. So, with 3 minutes and 36 seconds left in the fourth quarter, Knox County leads it 54-40. Osmus inbound for Knox County. Throws in to Parrish. Parrish closely guarded by Justin Hazen. Along the left side, it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Tiger ball now. 3:32 left in the fourth. Shipman inbounds to Hazen. Back to Shipman on the right side. Jacob Shipman passes over to Hazen again. Hazen back to Shipman now. It's a two-man game. Shipman launches a three. Misses it. Rebound by Cale Watson. Stripped away by Daniel McMahon. McMahon having trouble. Gets it to Schultz to Parrish. Parrish is having trouble. Finally gets it across the half-court line before the 10 seconds are up. And to Schultz. Schultz right wing for McMahon. McMahon in. 56-40. Under 3 minutes to play now. Left wing for Cale Watson. Watson to Hazen in the left corner. Hazen back out to Watson, top the key. Ball fake, now goes right wing for Kylie Watson. Jacob Shipman running the baseline. Right wing for Justin Hazen, who dribbles back to the top of the key. Goes back to Kylie Watson for three. Watson, that's not his forte. Kylie Watson, that isn't. And it's rebounded by Dent, picked up by Parrish. Parrish goes over to Schultz. Schultz now passes to Osmus with 2:25 left in the fourth quarter. Parrish dribbles, gets it around, two defenders, finds Osmus. Osmus with 2:15 left, and he travels. Watson into Hazen. Hazen has it with 2:10 left in the fourth quarter. He gets it off to Jacob Shipman, and he's fouled on the drive to the basket. That'll be Knox County's 19th foul, and it's going to be on Corey Schultz, his third. .207 left. Shipman sinks the first. 56-41. Several dribbles, and the second one is good as well. As David Anderson comes in for Justin Hazen. 2:07, 56:42. Osmus into Parrish. Parrish guarded closely by David Anderson. Throws up ahead to McMahon. McMahon down the right side. Passes off to Dent. Dent up from 4 feet. Shot rims out. Rebound by Cale Watson with 1:50 left in the fourth quarter. He pulls up for three. Oh, it was strong. Rebounded by Dent. Dent clears to Corey Schultz with 1:45 up ahead to McMahon on the right side, and he's fouled by Cale Watson, ascending to the line for a 1-1. That'll be the 19th foul for Shearer, third on Watson. Jacob Shipman and Cale Watson come out of the games, come out of the game. It's Jacob Owen and Trey Treasure coming in, and Cody Hayden and David Anderson and Hunter Higgins are all in the game. The second shot is good from McMahon, and it's 58-42. David Anderson finds Trey Treasure. He's going to stop and pop a three, hits the front of the rim, and Schultz is going to come up with a rebound and is fouled by Anderson. 1:35 left in the fourth quarter. 58-42. Schultz up. Falls out. Second shot by Schultz is good. Anderson picks it up before half court and gets a pass over to Hunter Higgins now and to Cody Hayden. Hayden back to Higgins, and it's stolen by Zach Parrish up ahead to McMahon. McMahon layup, yes. And Knox County is really getting a little too aggressive. Brashear's put in their subs, and they've got their starters in, still putting it on them. And I think that's unsportsmanlike conduct, and it should be a 15-yard penalty on Knox County. Osmus throws in to Parrish. Parrish crossed the timeline with 1:08 left in the fourth quarter. McMahon has it on the right side. Finds Dent at the top of the key between the circles. Now under a minute to go. Dent back to McMahon. McMahon holds and dribbles around and calls a timeout. Gets his subs in, does the coach for Knox County. And with 52.2 seconds left, Knox County brings in a bunch of its reserves. And the score is 61-42 in favor of Knox County. Knox County ball. Schultz to inbound. Schultz gets it into Andrew Parrish. Parrish to his brother, Zach Parrish. Parrish into the corner for Schultz, and he's fouled there by Hunter Higgins. That'll be the first foul on Higgins, and it'll put Parrish to the line for, Schultz to the line for two shots. Schultz hits the first. Hits the second. Treasure takes it inbound, gets it off to Anderson. Anderson to Higgins. Higgins inside to Owen, and it's poked away and stolen by Husted. Husted down the court, shot up and good. Under 30 seconds now at 65-42. Anderson up to Treasure. Treasure holds with 20 seconds. Launches a three. No good. Rebounded by Parrish. Parrish up ahead to Parrish. And Anderson's entirely too close to it. Throws off to Schultz with seven. Back to Parrish. Now to Schultz. Schultz off to Parrish with 2 seconds. With 1 second. And that's your ball game. Knox County takes first place in the 78th annual Brashear Tournament on the boys' side. Final score is 65-42. That puts Brashear in second place. And, boy, it's been a good tournament, hasn't it, John?
Outstanding. Good ball play all around. A lot of good competition from a lot of different schools that these teams don't always get to play against. So I think it's been a good experience all around.
All right, that's the last of the Brashear tournament, but I think next Tuesday Brashear will be back and for some home games, so John and I will be back then. And until then, it's see you later. I'm Tyler Killen. Goodbye.